Hey everybody, welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. And GS, thanks, I'm going to get to you in a second. This is Eric Mann. I'm the host of Voices from the Frontlines, the Public Affairs Hour every Monday at 4. We had been hoping to have Amiri Baraka to talk to us about his new book, Tales of the Out and the Gone. It didn't work out, but I want to tell you, for those of you who listened in hoping for that, as I did, he's going to be in town on Tuesday, February 13th. At 6:30 at UCLA, Wednesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at Cal State Long Beach, Thursday, February 15th at 7:30 at Skylight Books in Los Angeles, in Vermont, and Friday, February 16th at one of my favorite stores, Esawan Books in Los Angeles, at 4331 Degman Boulevard. So look for that in all the different community calendars. And I've read several of the stories and tales of the Out and the Gone. It's very, very good. I strongly recommend it. It's with a publisher called Akashic Books, which is a very good new publisher, I keep saying new, that's trying to do counter-hegemonic books, that books that other people don't want to publish. Very, very important radical publisher, and I encourage you to get his book and support their work. Okay, now we're with GS in Burbank. How you doing? Oh, wait, one more second, GS. We're at 818-985-5735, and because the fun drive starts tomorrow, I just want folks to even get ready. I always give every fun drive. I listen and pick a show that I like. I like them all, and depending on what I'm listening to, I give money. So start getting ready, and there's nothing wrong to have a premature contribution. So if you want to start today, they'll accept your money already at 818-985-5735. GS, thanks for your patience. Give us what's happening.
Thank you very much. Yes, well, I'll certainly second what you just said. If you really care at all and you're listening to KPFK, then make a point of either coming in and taking phone calls to help the station collect the funds from the listener sponsors, or be one and give money. Okay, on to the point. I see it as almost always as the same thing. We have a short-term situation and a longer-term situation. We have to deal with the short-term, but if we don't plan and implement something toward the long-term, it's never going to come. So in the short run, yes, we do have to basically insist that the Democratic Party, that has basically taken up a position of power finally, get serious about investigating the misdeeds of this administration. That's number one. Number two, I personally do believe that we should proceed with impeachment, which I think will happen once these investigations turn up the facts that are actually around. So, but that's a semi-longer term thing. But it's important that we put these people on notice. You cannot act like emperors and get away with it in this country. We're not going to tolerate it. Okay, finally, for longer term, I've gone from being a Democrat to being a Green to being a peace and freedom person to being an independent, ever moving farther left, but that's not so much the point, as that if we've got to open things up so that there's a wider discussion. This duopoly of power, the Republicans and Democrats, both driven by moneyed interests, that's the real problem. We have got to get the money out of politics, and that's my closing comment. For the fourth thing is that in the sort of vaguely longer term, we have to open up political parties so there's freedom of choice with regard to ideas. I voted for Kucinich, et cetera. And then finally, in the very long run, full public support for the entire electoral process. We just need to shoulder the responsibility that we need to cover what it takes to get the voices heard and just remove money altogether from politics.
Thanks, GS.
Thank you.
You know, Mao Zedong used to say when he was, you know, my friend Mao, when he would organize poor peasants in China, he would start with what's called the speak bitterness session, which is, before we get to strategy, let's just put out on the table how upset we are. And I'm normally focusing on strategy and tactics, but especially since I wasn't as prepared today, I figured, well, let's talk about just generally how upset we are with this system. And these have been very, very good phone calls, and let's keep it going. Now, who do we got here? Rusty in Los Angeles. Well, tell us what you're thinking, Russ. Tell us what you really feel.
Hi, I'm so, oh my God, I cannot believe that I actually was listening to the radio today, as I always do anyway, and I hear what you're saying. Oh my God, Eric and all these wonderful people out there, this is so incredible. For the last 7 months, I have been forced to conduct a serious investigation into the matters that everyone is speaking of. And I cannot believe that you are on the radio today, because today is like my last day. I was going, I cannot take this anymore. I need to get the word out. It's just not even for me, okay? Yes, things are happening to me, Eric, but you see, things have been happening for 10 years, and I never did anything about it. But now it's happening to my family, and now it's happening to, I hear these people speaking, so now I'm really going to do it, okay? I have so much information, unbelievable amount of information, and it's all true, and it's so scary. And it's unbelievable. And I know exactly, you know, what time it is and what's up and what's going on. And it is even worse, Eric, than you are even speaking of. You are speaking of things that are really off the wall and horrible. But let me tell you, I have the absolute proof, and I have so much information that I just, all I want to do is listen. Vice is for
the living.
Hey,
Rusty,
okay?
Rusty, listen, Rusty, you've been great. Yes. I want to. You've been hearing all the people. You got your chance, and I'm really glad you came. Stay in touch. Tomorrow is 818-985-5735. Thanks for your caring, and let's go to Jack. Okay. Excuse me, folks. All right. So who's going to go on the phone? Hollis. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it right. In Riverside.
Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone. I apologize.
That's okay. I hope you're making a lot of money with a cell. Go ahead.
And that's absolutely not true. I'm absolutely in the corporate system, so you know how that goes.
Yep.
But anyway, I wanted to bring up two points. Just wanted people to contemplate. There's a great show on HBO right now, The Bastards of the Party. This show is about the start of the Crimson Blood gang in Los Angeles. What was done to try to deter those gangs. Same thing that Mr. Villaraigosa is doing now. The war will be on the darker skinned people. No offense to the Caucasian listeners out there, but this will be directly against darker skinned people, and people will be put in jails. They will be killed. And basically to feed the prison industrial complex, which I hope everyone knows is another corporate entity. Just to make people aware, that documentary is there. We need to do something. I hear a lot of talk, which is wonderful, but we need positive direction, places for people to go, things for people to do other than just talk.
Well, thanks a lot. Let me give you a suggestion. The Bus Riders Union Strategy Center has a campaign called 1,000 More Buses and 1,000 Less Police. What we're trying to say, and I just want to take a second on gangs, and then we're going to go to Donna in Glendale, is since the 1960s when they were I lived in black communities and low-income communities, there were social programs. There was amazing, you know, through the war on poverty and through mainly the civil rights movement, there were gangs, there were drugs, there were, you know, there's a lot of gangs and drugs, mainly in Malibu, as I remember. Pacific Palisades should be, I think almost all the cops should go there, because most of the corporate gangsters and the, you know, I think they should, you know, in terms of, as Chris Rock says, you know, we should send the police to the corporate criminals and big drug companies. But on a serious level, low-income people, predominantly black and Latino, are placed in a horrible, hopeless situation right now. Housing projects being closed down, no place to go, thrown into the street, $7 and $8 an hour jobs if they're working. The use of drugs or alcohol, which is legal, is not a crime. It's a terrible crutch that all of us fight around depression. If we decriminalized all those drugs, then guess what? There wouldn't be a lot of people to lock up. The idea that there are a certain amount of murders and rapes and things done in Los Angeles, but how, for young people who are black and poor, who join a gang out of a need for an extended family, who join a gang to do what? Push a bag of marijuana, which a lot of us did in the 60s and thought that was alternate lifestyle. Join a gang, get in trouble, get thrown on a gang database, get arrested, get put in prison, get a strike, two strikes, three strikes. We have to stop this crazy war on the poor, and the mayor should be ashamed of himself. He should really be ashamed of himself, given his conscience and given his history. I think this is just really disgraceful. And the war on gangs and the war in Iraq, to me, are just two cutting-edge sides of the same coin. With that, we have to go to, I believe I said, Donna in Glendale. How you doing, Donna? Stream of consciousness, what's on your mind?
Hi. The war specifically, all of the issues that you're bringing up, but specifically the war. And I am one of those people that believes in doing something, and so we are doing something about it. There are two groups that I work with.
Good.
One is human rights, because it, regardless of what a government does, the power of a government is derived by its people, always. It will always be that way. And people know what their rights are. If people enforce the rights to demand them, the government will not get away with it. So,
and what's the other organization? Is it called Human Rights What?
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights outlines...
No, I'm sorry. You said you're working with two organizations. I wanted you to give the names of the two groups.
Oh, sure. One of them is the Organization for Human Rights and Tolerance, International Foundation, and the other one is called Freedom Force International.
Okay, good.
And they're both in the Internet. And the first one...
Donna, can I ask you a favor? I'm really sorry that we have about 8 other callers in 6 minutes. I wanted you to plug the other two organizations, and thank you for calling. I'm sorry, folks. Everybody's been great. We're going to just be a little quick and try to get everybody in for a minute. Is that okay? Thank you so much. Al in L.A., let me hear from you.
Hi. I would just like to comment on your inconsistency. Hello?
Yes, I probably am. Go ahead.
You say that the constitutional underpinnings of the nations are a fraud.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then... you say that we ought to go for a third party.
No, I mainly say we should go.
Consistent, isn't it?
Yeah. What would you suggest we do? I wasn't saying we should go for a third party. I was saying we should build a social movement on the ground to take on the Democratic Party, to build essentially a left movement that's independent of both parties, but in particular right now, taking on the Democratic Party's conciliation with the Republicans. Right now, it's almost like the contradiction has shifted to me a little bit since they won the election, that there needs to be a momentary frontal assault on the Democratic Party to either push it to do the right thing or to expose it. That's the best I can come up with. You get 1 minute to rebut me.
The population of the United States has rebutted you. The majority of the citizens don't vote because we don't buy the fraud.
Hey,
I'm in the majority.
You rebutted.
I don't vote.
You rebutted me in 30 seconds. Thank you so much. Jack in Santa Monica, did we get you yet? And then Lorraine, you're coming next.
The solution to this problem is not in politics. Politics, I mean, first of all, the Constitution is out of date. It's too old. It was made 200 years ago. It ought to be scrapped. The political system that you've got in this country is encouraging a dictatorship.
Thank you very much. And this is
that
okay, that was great. This is Eric Mann on KPFK 90.7 FM, 818-985-5735. We've got about 3 minutes left. You're doing great on the boards. Lorraine and Santa Barbara. You do move. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, how is it that Gene Depp, who had no email and had no other ways, managed to, even when he was in jail for being against the war, get 8% of the popular vote running for president?
And that's a great question.
Why haven't, you're talking about whether you've got a third party or whatever, why aren't you doing the same thing? They didn't bother with radios and TV and all that. They went house to house.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
In the 30s.
Listen, you made a really good point, and I just want to move on and get other people just there. I won't even comment. Let's keep going. Mike in Santa Barbara on line 8.
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, hi. Okay.
Welcome to KPFK. This is Eric Mann.
Yeah, we got short time. Listen, this is Mike with the Retire Exxon Project in Santa Barbara, and I'm going to give you my contact information off air, and we can disseminate later. But here's the strategy. Stop buying gas from Exxon right now. Stop walking into the store buying Coca-Cola from them. And the point is if you starve the biggest of the scumbags, all the other scumbags will pay attention to the people, because we are ultimately responsible for this war, because we buy things from Exxon. We buy things from subsidiaries.
That was great. Listen, thanks so much. So that was great. Coca-Cola and Exxon. All right, the last, I'm sorry if it's Ishwal, is that how you pronounce it?
That's right, that's me.
Okay, tell us what's happening.
Yeah.
You're with Eric Mann on KPFK, your voices from the front lines.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but even though I disagree with the war, I disagree with some of the policies of the Democrats and of the Republicans. I think that our biggest problem is that we don't know what exactly is that we want. You are against the Democrats, against the Green Party, against the Republicans, and that's a big problem, because we have to settle on something and never be eternal complainers. We need to find a way to make everybody happy, meaning
thank you so much. I'm going to have to let you go. Let me end by saying this. I consider myself a strategist and a tactician. I must say today I'm a little bit at a loss for clarity about, you know, do I know how to end the war? No. Do I know how to stop the mayor and the attacks on the gangs? No, I don't. I know that building KPFK, I mean that, is a tactic I understand. I'm so proud that on behalf of Damon Ozzoli, Tammy Banglu, and Manuel Criollo, Lisa Adler, our production assistant, we love this show. Our new, and we love the station, and we love the opportunity. Tamika, that's our new person on the soundboard, Alan Linsky. But here's the thing I want to say. This is a great, great station. And when you don't know everything to do, you know how to build up KPFK. 818-985-5735. Really think about a major contribution to the fund drive. So with that, this ends today's program of Voices from the Frontlines. As your host, Eric Mann, I'd like to thank our guest, Amiri Baraka, who wrote a great book and influenced me a lot today. I spent a lot of time reading his stuff. I'd like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, who's a very cool guy and who needs a vacation. Our production assistant, Lisa Adler, and our engineer, Magdalena Pete. But today our engineer is Tamika Zohi. Hey, pretty good. Thanks, Tamika. Very nice job of hitting those phones on the board. That was great. Okay, up next, the dynamic, Susie Wiseman with our show Beneath the Surface. Thanks a lot, folks. I was sort of swimming in midair, and you bailed me out. Thank you so much.